Hey, Mike, I know your camera must be bursting with over hundreds and thousands of photos. I know this because the average family produces 3,000 plus photos per year.
Yeah, I'm not the average family. But, you know, I might even be higher, though, because I'm considered a point-and-shoot expert.
I also know that instead of enjoying your photos, they are a source of stress and anxiety because you just don't have the time to deal with them. And they sit on your phone or a memory card or on the cloud, and you never share them with anyone.
Actually, I don't have that problem because I use a service called Memory My Way. Where the Modern Family gets the help they need to rescue those memories from the cloud.
What? Mike, if I could only imagine having a plan in place to get those memories into photo books year after year. That just takes forever.
Well, tech guy, with a membership at Memory My Way, this plan is baked right into the heart of the whole thing. Members learn exactly how to get organized and in control, back up the right way, and the very best part is, everyone is paired with a professional designer who custom creates each book, saving members tons of time.
Plans start as low as $39 a month. The monthly fee includes it all. Ready and waiting for you to tell your unique story. Your memory shouldn't be lost to the cloud or your devices.
Yep, that's www.memorymyway.com. And you can just go out there and become a point-and-shoot expert today.
Tech Time listeners, a special for you. If you sign up, we will give you $5 off your first month. That's right, $5 off your first month by putting in the code TECHTIME at checkout. Visit them today, www.memorymyway.com. And tell them Nathan and Mike sent you.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side. With leading-edge topics, along with special guests, to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mumm.
You're looking a little underdressed there, buddy.
Oh, you do look really nice today. But you know what? I am sporting my Tampa Bay Buccaneers pride in here. And I know that we have a segment coming up later in the show where we're going to be talking about some football stuff. And I know that we have poor David across the area there. He is a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Uh-huh. And I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. But David, you're in good company because my wife is a Kansas City Chiefs fan also. So you'd like her. So are you excited about the Super Bowl?
No.
No? you're not excited about this?
No, I don't. I'm not a big
Super Bowl fan.
Super Bowl fan. I'm not a big televised sports fan.
Okay.
I like going to games in real life, but I don't like watching them on
TV. You don't like watching them? I enjoy the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's kind of a big deal. We used to have big parties at my house pre-COVID time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like technology and I like sports. Yeah.
How does that work?
You know what?
You're supposed to you're like the pasty nerd guy. Why?
I know. I shouldn't like any sports, but I can tell you during fantasy football season, and I play a bunch of fantasy football leagues.
I do know that.
Yeah. I have my Sunday routine.
That's why your Tom Brady thing is important, isn't it?
It is very important.
You got him on your fantasy football
team. Actually, I didn't have him. No, my quarterback this year was Drew Brees, and he got hurt, and then I was just toast. I got. Now he's going to retire, okay. So I don't know who I'm going to get. Okay, well, welcome to Tech Time Radio. I'm Nathan Mumm. We're here with the show that makes you go, technology news of the week. We are live streaming our show today from 4 to 5 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, our home station, KKNW 1150 AM. If you're listening and it is not Saturday afternoon, then you're probably listening to our podcast or a replay of the show. Make sure you always visit techtimeradio.com to stay up on the latest facts and information so that you can make sure if you're listening to a delayed broadcast, you still have all the information available.
That's right.
Tech Time Radio is a one-hour technology show about current technology in a simple format without having to geek out. We highlight top tech news for the week, along with segments with different perspectives. We are, of course, live on Facebook, and you guys can absolutely engage us a couple ways. You can go to YouTube, and if you do Super Chat,
don't forget about that.
Yes, you can do Super Chat, and that'll put up something, and we can read it on the air and talk about it on the air. Of course, you can go to Twitter, and you can go to hashtag, or as you call it, what do you call it?
A waffle.
The waffle sign, right? The waffle sign. Or the old pound sign. You can go to hashtag TechTimeRadio. We'll read your comment on the air. Or you can also call us on the show at 425-373-5527. Or again, you can call us at 1-888-298-KKNW or 5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And David will pick up the phone, and you can ask us questions also. So that
you can even ask him to give us a finger.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to keep me on track. All right, Mike, we are going to have whiskey tasting, but before we start our show, we always have to ask you the loaded question of the day.
Oh, yay.
What do you love most about your hometown?
What I love most about my hometown is all the people that don't live there.
That don't live there? What do you mean by that?
Well, I come from a rural area, so there's a ton of people here, and no matter where I go, there's always people. So
you grew up in the middle of the sticks?
I grew up without a lot of people around. I could, you know, driving was no problem. I would drive an hour to work, and my work was 50 miles away.
Okay. Instead of driving
4 miles, taking an hour.
Oh, okay. So that's good. That's what you love most about his hometown is that there's more people here now.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah. Okay, that is good. You know, Seattle Market is a fantastic area to live. We have
I love the area.
We have the water. Yeah. We have the mountains. We got the snow. It's a beautiful place to be.
Except it gets dark at 4:30.
Except for the gray of December through March.
December through July.
Yeah, then it's not too good. All right, well, today's show, we got a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about. So we have our top stories in the first 5 minutes. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl and some sports games with our NFL Pro Bowl being played virtually. This year, we're going to talk about. We got Snoop Dogg.
You want to talk about Snoop Dogg? You've been talking about Snoop Dogg all week.
I did. Snoop Dogg is hilarious. He was so good. He's the Tony Romo.
The Tony Romo
of Madden 21. Let me just tell you that. All right, we have that. We also have some information that we have coming on up about how you can watch the Super Bowl offline if you don't have. If you have DirecTV right now, I have DirecTV, and Cairo News Radio, our local radio station, is in a disruption war with DirecTV, so I cannot watch the Super Bowl on television. But I'm okay because I got technology, and we're going to tell other people how to do that also.
Of course.
Can watch it online. So that's, and I've watched the...
Hack your way to...
Well, this is legally, though. No, there's other ways too, but okay. All right. So let's get right now on to our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
All right, Jeff Bezos to step down as Amazon CEO, and we have a correspondent with the announcement this week.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is stepping down as the company's CEO. Today, he made the announcement stating he is leaving his position after 27 years. He'll transition to the executive chair of the company. Andy Jassy, who is currently the chief executive of Amazon Web Services, will take over as CEO. Bezos says the transition will give him time to work on other passions and projects, including his Day One Fund and the Bezos Earth Fund. He will officially leave his position later this year.
That guy sounded a little like Trump.
No, he was not Trump.
But he sounded like it, didn't he? You could put a fantastic in there.
Fantastic and make America great again. I don't hear from Trump anymore. Biden doesn't even let him talk anymore either.
I know.
All right, so Bezos, let's talk about it. The online books... seller started in a garage in Bellevue.
Where
Washington.
Where we are.
Where we are right now. From our broadcast studio. That is correct. I mean, this isn't a garage. This is a building.
Yeah, we're not in Bezos's garage. We're in the city.
In 1984, and now it's worth $1.7 trillion with over 1.3 million employees, physical stores, delivery trucks, movies, internet-connected cameras, cloud-based props, tons of information, and he's turning the reins over to CEO Andy Jassy, the head of Amazon's Cash Cloud Computing Division. What do you think about that?
It seems a little weird that he's doing it
right now.
Right now.
Let's talk about that. That's a great segue. So let's say for poor Andy, he's moving in the CEO role, and here's some of the items that are currently on Amazon's plate.
Right.
So they have a union labor movement. We talked about that on the show going on in
Amazon
in Alabama. So right now he has to take over and help figure out what's going to be going on with that. He has Amazon under scrutiny from regulators and lawmakers in the U.S. and Europe on businesses, practices on how they do their business.
Right. And
we have congressional grilling. So on top of that, we have congressional grilling that Amazon, Google, Facebook and Apple are all considered monopolies. And we have to have him also defend from the company critics about how to move forward with the new Amazon. So essentially, Bezos just said, you know what, I don't want to deal with
Congress anymore. Well, after the past 4 years, I mean, there's no love lost between him and Trump. So,
yeah,
I think maybe it's a little interesting.
Oh, do you think maybe he feels like he can relax a little bit?
Yeah, he can relax a little bit, I think.
He's going to go out on his yacht and do what needs to be done and turn it on over to somebody else.
He's doing the Bill Gates thing. He's stepping down, but he's not giving over.
He's still moving on to the board,
yeah,
right?
He's still going to be in control of some things.
And he's still the major stock owner, too, of the company itself. So I was there when actually Bill Gates moved over, and that was kind of it really did make a difference to Microsoft. Ballmer was a great sales guy, but wasn't the same...
Same energy.
Yeah, same energy, same passion, same, I wouldn't say manipulative way of getting things done, but Gates had a specific way. He had a specific way to get things done. So you always wanted to have a meeting with him, and you wanted him rocking, because if he wasn't rocking in the meeting, then he wasn't listening. So there you go. There's a little secret.
There's a secret. Too bad you don't know what Bezos' tells are.
That's I didn't get to work with him as much. So story two, Tesla to recall 36,000 Model S and X vehicles in the U.S. and China over touchscreen failures.
They
and we have some
catch
audio
a break.
Here.
They were having so many problems.
Yep.
Tesla is recalling more than 130,000 vehicles. The company voluntarily recalled thousands of its Model S sedans and Model X SUVs. It says touchscreen display issues are leading to the loss of several safety features. The recall applies to all models made from 2016 to 2018. The touchscreen issues reportedly interfere with drivers' abilities to use defrost and defogging systems, as well as use of rearview cameras and the autopilot features while parking and driving.
All right, so yeah, I got the technical jargon here to go through.
All right.
So this is the MCU device, which is the master control unit of the power screens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when Tesla built this, they essentially put in these 8 GB memory cards, which after 3,000 program cycles of erase and updating,
they burn out.
They burn out and they can no longer be used. So what happened is, and the Tesla has tons of updates all the time. And they didn't realize it when they put this memory chip in there, that they have continuously updated it, and essentially there is no. The memory part itself is no longer able to take new code that's going on in.
That stinks.
So what are they going to do? So they have agreed for both China and the U.S. for Tesla to replace the 8 GB EMC memory devices and to go to a 64 GB version in each of these cars. So that's what they're recalling to fix the touchscreen. So it's not that the car is not working. It's the little memory chip in the card.
Yeah.
That was not planned to be erased as much as it was, and now it's
I got a recall
problems.
On my car. I just got to go see if they put bolts in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that just bolts?
Just bolts.
I got a whole bunch of the Ford Focus stuff. I find one car model I like, and then I'll just buy that for the rest of my life because it's easy to maintain and take care of. And so I had a recall on like some door bolt too that could fly open when I'm driving down. I'm like, oh, that feels safe.
That's great. Awesome.
All right. Last thing to talk about. We got to move quickly. Clubhouse app. So Elon Musk's favorite new app. So we're going from Tesla, poor guy, and then now we're talking about it.
Now we're talking about Elon.
So Clubhouse. So this is a new app. Its exclusivity is rare. You can only get a private invite from someone that already has an account, and they can only invite one person.
And it's only Apple users.
And it's only Apple users. And all it is...
It's a party line.
It's just, it's a party line. It's the 1970s all over again.
Yeah,
it's like a video conferencing line with a host. So they have a host that monitors. And all you do is you get in there and you just talk. It's like a video conference, like 1980s video conferencing technology.
This is like fashion coming back, you know, like... What is the 70s pants, you know?
The bell bottoms?
The bell bottoms.
The bell bottoms.
This is like the technology version of the bell bottom.
So listen, this app is now valued at $1 billion, and it has over 2 million listeners.
That's crazy.
To go onto a party line.
I hear people all the time talking about how awesome it is and stuff, and I'm like, okay.
Did you ever have a party line? I had a party line.
Yeah, we had a party line when I was little.
And there's always this creepy guy in the heavy
creepy
breather.
Listener.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I can't talk to my girlfriend any longer.
That was you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't me. No, it wasn't. All right. Well, we are done with our stories. We are excited to make sure that if you want more information, visit us online at techtimeradio.com. Click on the facts section. There's a link to all these stories so you know that we're not making these up. And you can actually go and read more details. With that, up next, we're going to have an interview with Ask the Expert segment. that will make you go, mmm, as we announce our whiskey picks of the day once we return. If you have a technology question, make sure you jump on the phone and give us a call at 425-373-5527 or hashtag us at Tech Time Radio on Twitter. Right now, sit on back, relax, and enjoy a little whiskey. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard about 180 Consulting?
No.
I love these guys. You know how much I avoid working with copy of vendors, right?
Actually, I get to hear about it all the time.
Not anymore, because guess what? The guys at 180 Consulting took over the entire process. They assessed our needs, worked directly with the vendors on my behalf, and helped us understand our option. No sales fluff, just good information so we can make the right decision.
Well, that sounds good. How do they get paid?
Their only compensation comes from a small share of the cost savings they create. They work for us, and it's a win-win.
You know, that sounds like a no-brainer.
There's two ways to reach them. You can get them at info@180-consulting.com or visit them online at www.180-consulting.com.
www.180-consulting.com.
Thank you, Mike. 180-consulting.com.
At H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Get every credit and deduction you deserve. Or get your money back. File with a tax pro or on your own. Then, relax. With a max refund guaranteed, Block has your back.
So here at Tech Time Radio, we got a new sponsor. It's called Smile Brilliant. If you're like me, you're a little confused about teeth whitening due to all the product variations on the market. So what have we learned?
Well, LED lights are a novelty and they don't actually produce better results.
Right, and strips neglect the gum lines, crevices, and molars.
And that crest whitening with charcoal and everything is an abrasive that actually wears down the enamel of your teeth.
Yeah, and whitening toothpaste only works on the surface stains.
The number one product recommended by dentists are custom fitted trays made by the dentists. They are, however, very, very costly.
With Smile Brilliant's lab direct process, you can have a custom fitted teeth whitening tray at a fraction of the price without a single visit to a dentist.
Using an exact model of your teeth, Smile Brilliant's lab technicians will handcraft your trays to ensure the best possible results.
You do all of this from the comfort of your home using their lab direct mail-in process for as little as $149 or three easy payments of $49. Additionally, you get a 2-year tray replacement warranty and a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. For a limited time, as a Tech Time Radio listener, you can buy any teeth whitening or night guard system and receive a second absolutely free for a friend or family member. Head on over to smilebrilliant.com and use the Tech Time Radio coupon code at checkout.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm. We got Mike Rodet here and David Brown behind the board. We're really excited to talk about our whiskey pick of the day. We got our Chivas Regal 18-year. It's a Scotland matured minimum of 18 years, containing the rarest Scotch whiskey from Scotland. It says that you can detect around 85 different flavors. It's one of the best ultra premium scotches in the world. Mm-hmm. 80 proof.
It's good.
What do you think so far? It's pretty good.
It's good.
I like.
Mild.
I am liking it in the air and aerating more a little bit than I did immediately out of the bottle.
Yeah.
So when I had a little bit out of the bottle, it was a little bit of that burn taste, but now it's really sitting well.
Right.
All right. Today on our show, we're going to move right into our next section, which is called our Ask the Experts.
This is a segment we call Ask the Experts.
Today on Ask the Experts, we have a software tool that is revolutionary from a Swiss tech company called Criff. This is a behavior analytical software that combines behavior analytics, techniques, artificial intelligence, deep learning, computer vision, and nuances to detect an authentic conversation. Criff is an AI-powered software that analyzes people's body languages, voices, speech, and detects authentic behaviors and enhances human communication. We have a little intro here to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Criff is an AI-powered software that analyzes people's body language, voice, and speech to detect authentic behaviors and enhance human communication. Your eyes cannot see everything, just like your ears cannot hear everything. Because of that, you miss out on essential cues. Thanks to Criff, you'll get to increase that to 96%. Criff becomes your sixth sense. Criff has been selected as the Swiss innovation that participated in the CES 2021 All Digital Show. Criff is available now in delayed time from our web platform.
All right, and we have the founder all the way from Switzerland.
Yep.
We have Caroline
Matucci.
Matucci. Is that, did I butcher the name or did I get the name right? Did I get the name? No.
Oh, you know, I will say nothing because my English will be like that. No, Matteucci because it's the Italian one.
But Matteucci. Okay. Oh, there you go. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to give a little intro and then I'm going to sit back because this is really Mike and your guys' conversation. So we essentially have Mike, who my co-host, who is essentially my lie to me expert. We've talked about that many times, like the TV show. And so we had to go through, and Mike was very hesitant about the software. He didn't think it really worked. He had some concerns, and I know he worked with you quite a bit of it, and now Mike is like a full-fledged, this is awesome. There's some things that can be worked on, and it can be phenomenal. So I am going to sit back and let you two guys kind of have the interview and talk about it, but I'm very excited to have you on the show.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. How are you?
Not bad. Can you tell us a little bit about what CRIF is?
Yes, so CRIF is the beginning of the CRIF is the idea to put your brain, for example, because you are a specialist of behavior, so meaning putting a brain in a machine, but never take the place of the human. That means the machine is able to read signals, but you have to use your brain to interpret them because human is essential.
Nice. And one of the things that we talked about is we were talking about this over a week or so ago. Is what are the ways that we would like to use this software?
So for me, this software is like this, because we have on the brain, we have cognitive biases, and we can see only thing what we want to see. This is a basis of confirmation, yes? Mm-hmm. So this artificial intelligence is more like a third impartial party that show you the signals and what something is not congruent, meaning through what you're thinking, saying or showing to the other one. I'd like this key moment, and so the interlocutor can come back to you to understand what's happening in your head, because I think the human could not be cataloged. It's not so easy.
Right. So what this computer program does is it watches and listens to you and then picks out behavior patterns that may equal to congruent or incongruent behavior, right?
Exactly. And also signals like comfort or discomfort, because if I am comfortable with you, I will say yes with my head. And if I'm not comfortable with you, perhaps I will go back and say something wrong with my head. Mm-hmm. And so you can understand perhaps something hurt me, your attitude, or something that I think hurt me. So you can come back again on this moment to understand what is exactly happening. So this software is for enhancing conversation. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if I got this right, you get like a video file, right? And there's some criteria that you have to do. It's got to be kind of in an interview type format. You upload it into your software, and then the software goes through and analyzes every second of that, and then puts notes on the side of it as saying, well, this person was happy, this person's concerned, this person's doing this at the 2-minute mark, at the 1-minute mark, and it goes through and analyzes the whole video itself to give not necessarily a thumbs up if it's lying or a thumbs down if you're lying, but just the feedback and the verbal cues and the emotional cues of the conversation. Is that right?
It's exactly that, because you have some assumption when you are making an interview. So you can come back again on this interview and see exactly this moment, because they are real. That's not something that you can interpret. And so you can see everything on this timeline and come back again with the candidate, if it's an interview, or with the business partner, or with your investor, or with your doctor, or your psychologist. It depends on in what field you are using it.
Okay, and then we talked also about the limitations and the problems that it has, right?
Sure.
What's the biggest problem with this particular AI system?
So we talk about humans. So human, we have as a human, we have baseline. That means perhaps I talk a lot with my hand, or I move a lot of my eyebrow. So a software can only see. When you are talking, it could not go back and remove and back and remove to understand your behavior. So it can see my behavior as surprise, but I am only I move a lot with my head. Yes. So the software will see as surprise, but perhaps it's only my baseline. And actually, the software is not able to do to know if it is baseline or it is in emotion. Right. So it's very little, and you have to feed it with a good, good data set, good annotation, good expert doing annotation. So no, there's a lot of things to do more.
Right. So really what you're saying is that this really needs a human interface to interpret what's going on, because the program will identify behavioral movements, but it can't put it into context.
No, exactly. No context. And for me, it's more human and machine, and it's not machine putting outside a human. So for me, important things is your brain, and we have to use your brain to understand better the other one, and not thinking I know better for him. You have to understand to go in the head of the other. So sure, context, baseline, yes.
Right. Okay. So who do you see as the industry that would be most beneficial to this for this platform?
No, for me, that's actually we are doing on recruitment, because that was the insight is giving us by the Swiss Confederation. But my dream is to help people, for example, to help psychiatric, how do you say that?
Psychiatric.
Like thank you. So this kind of guys, for example, when you make suicide, yeah, and mm-hmm. you have make a suicide, and they are very difficult to know if these people will do again this suicide, yes? And actually, it's very difficult to judge the possibility to do that. And perhaps with this kind of machine, if we feed good with good expert, we can perhaps find some little signals that just show discomfort, why? Or fear, why? Mm-hmm. And enhance this communication to find these little things very important to know better. And also, it's very important for all the tech, because all the algorithm you can use. Thank you.
Yeah, algorithm.
Yep. You can, for example, we are very good in diarization, for example, and perhaps we can only meet this algorithm for a specialist, but not the old things of grief, but only one algorithm is very good, or the other one for this field. So it's a lot of opportunity, but we are a very little startup. So we need people, we need customer, we need specialists like you to enhance this matching, these tools, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that it might be a really excellent tool for persons on the autistic spectrum disorder, because they have difficulties understanding social cues, that they might have a really great tool to use to help interpret things for them.
Exactly. Last week, I have one that called me to try the system, and exactly told me I am Asperger syndrome, and perhaps I can enhance my communication. So yes, that I think a lot of also for if you want to take a pitch behind in front of people, you can also film yourself, put in the machine, and seeing your gesture, your behavior, that can help you to be more impactful. For example,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I think you should just get this, and so it goes over Zoom, so then I can tell when the salesperson's talking to me and he's fidgeting and moving all over everywhere that he's not telling the truth. Now, that would be a great product to have, so that we have that going on. All right. So that's great. Caroline, thank you very much for joining the show, and we appreciate that. And thank you for joining us in the middle of the evening. I think it's like 1 o'clock your time or 2 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. So, Ingstad, but all right. Everything is okay. I'm very pleased to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about grief. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Caroline.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
So to give to everybody a little update on the software. So this is a software program. Again, you kind of like a YouTube video. You upload it, and it goes through, and it dissects every couple seconds whether the person is engaged, not engaged, passive thinking, active thinking.
Well,
and it writes notes about it so that you can go back and watch the video and then take information from that.
Yeah, I think the biggest piece to this is that it records things that we can't. I mean, we can only process so much information at one time. There are vocal pitches that we can't hear that change and can give you indicators. And this program can pick out very subtle muscle movements and pitch changes. But the problem then becomes, how does that get interpreted by the algorithm?
And right now, she said that you need to have some experts that go through and dissect the final information to make sure that you have that correct baseline.
It's going to take a long time to work that through the AI, because the AI can easily pick up the movements, like she was saying, but it can't interpret something. So if I'm sitting here and I'm watching you and I say something and you make a face at me,
yep,
I can interpret that based on the context of the conversation that we have, and I can make inferences as to what might have happened. The computer can't do that. One of the things that I saw was that we have accentuators, or
like our eyebrows.
Yeah, our eyebrows move up.
Yep.
And the computer would classify that as a surprise emotion when that's not necessarily what's going on. So, gotcha. So there's interpretive things that need to be worked out. And I don't know that AI is capable of
doing that quite yet.
Well, I don't know if it's capable of doing that at all.
Okay.
Because it takes the ability to have memory locators, you know, like going back and remembering something you said and being able to
translate that.
Yep.
Well, this is a great application. We did a lot of research. Again, when we put something on Tech Time,
it was a lot of fun.
We do a lot of research, and it's going to probably be revolutionary when it comes on out. But we need to be heading out to a commercial break. And when we come on back, we are excited to be talking about the big game, or as we call it, the Super Bowl. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the NFL Pro Bowl. Did you know that the NFL Pro Bowl this year was played on Madden 21? We're going to be talking about that with Snoop Dogg and Marshawn Lynch.
He's been talking about that all week.
Jamal Adams.
That's all I've heard about all week is how awesome Snoop Dogg is.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. He's the Tony Romo announcer telling everybody what's going to happen. All right, so let's get on back. Everybody enjoy your short break, and we'll see you after that. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, our next sponsor is something a little different than usual. We got two guys here called Ben and Jacob. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of Ben and Jerry's. Is that the same thing?
Oh, they're as good as ice cream in the middle of the night. These two guys started a brand new podcast called Is This Entertainment? They give their take on pop culture, but they also wanted to contribute something relevant to the guys in their audience. But these are musicians. In their newest project, Dual Paradigm, they use virtual reality and ambisonic technology to mix their newest song, Pleased to Meet You, in true 3D binaural audio.
That's great.
So if you listen to the track with the headphones, the guitar at the beginning literally sounds like it's going around your head. For you ASMR types, it might even give you the little tingles. So listen to Dual Paradigm wherever you listen to music, and for sure check out their comic relief and their occasional deep philosophical takes on WandaVision and The Mandalorian, as well as the occasional music-based episodes on Is This Entertainment podcast, or at the isthisentertainment.com.
Hey, check them out and let them know how they're doing. That's Is This Entertainment podcast by two funny, thought-provoking guys, Ben and Jacob. Also, you can find them on Twitter at isthisentpod.
All right, well, Mike, I'm going to have to do that. Thank you so much for letting me know all that great information.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Hey, Mike, now that we're at a commercial break, what are you doing for that hard-to-find gift for Valentine's Day? That's someone special in your life.
I have a couple of people that's kind of hard to shop for, so I don't know yet.
Let's take a look at Wild Gallery. WYLD.GALLERY. Wild Gallery is the premier online gallery specializing in Native American art.
Hit me.
My favorite is After the Storm by Jason Parrish. This art from the Navajo tribe is the perfect picture for my office. Working from home, I'm noticing my art needs to be updated. The pictures of dogs playing poker is not cutting it on my virtual meetings.
You know, I really have my eye on the Black Eagle painting by Nakona Burgess, who is from the Comanche tribe. It was painted in 2018.
Absolutely. Take a look at the fine art gallery at WYLD.GALLERY for all of your gifts to be shipped within the United States.
Yeah, that's great.
Again, check them out at WYLD.GALLERY.
wildgallery.gallery.
Okay.
And you'll be impressed. Wild Gallery is the premier online gallery specializing in Native American art.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nate the Mum. We got Mike Gourdet here and David Brown in the studios. All right, we are getting to our next segment, and we call this our Gamer Time. All right, well, welcome. Do you see, you like that music? That sounds so inspirational.
Yeah,
it's like I just want a video game. Okay, you want, I know. Okay, well, we're going to talk about something you just love immensely.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. So here you go. Here's your betting online information.
Oh, good.
So I got in the mail, if you want to illegally bet, you can essentially go and buy Bitcoin and transfer it to Bet Online, and then you can illegally gamble on everything that you want for prop bets and everything that
the NFL. So I can do this illegally from the comfort of my own home?
Yeah, you shouldn't have to do Bitcoin to do it, but they decided to send me out a nice brochure, so I just wanted to make sure to bring that in. Okay, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. So you're picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady to win, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, all right. And David's picking the Chiefs, and I got Tom Brady. Let's talk first, if you're a DirecTV customer and you got ousted so you cannot watch the game live, how are you going to watch the game? You're going to have it streamed. And I've been streaming the Super Bowl for the last 3 or 4 years now. Normally I have a television downstairs running on my DirecTV, and upstairs one is always running a stream. They do a little bit of a delay, so I have to normally do my DirecTV 30-second delay so that it stays
synced. So when
you
see a play you like, you can run upstairs and be like, why?
Yeah, or downstairs they start cheering. I'm like, okay, watch it. It's going to come. And now it's on. So, but
all right.
If you want to do that, you can go to CBSSports.com, CBSSports.com, and sign up right now. You can get the CBS All Access, which has been rebranded to Paramount Plus.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how many pluses are out there? Disney
just,
Plus.
Yeah.
Plus, there's the Discovery Plus.
My name is now Mike Plus.
Mike Plus, and I'm Nathan Plus. All right. You're also able to, if you don't want to sign up for Paramount Plus / the CBSSports.com, you can go to any CBS local station. So we're in the area. So we have Cairo. So if you go to Cairo7.com, they will provide a full stream of that. And if you're old school, you can even create an old antenna and hook it on up in our Cairo location.
UHF or VHF?
Well, remember the UHF channel? Change it to UHF channel 48.
That's right.
You get a better transmission. So you can listen to that also. But the best place to get that, if you want to get the updates, you can go to CBSNews.com, and every highlight they're going to talk about.
It's not CBSNewsPlus.com?
No, but CBSSports.com, and you can sign up for their full package. They have essentially a 7-day free trial, so I'm sure they're just getting bombarded with everybody signing up for the 7-day free trial to watch the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm glad I know all that now.
Yeah, well,
I'm happy.
I was a little disappointed because I have DirecTV, so I was, but that's okay. All right, now let's talk about the NFL Pro Bowl. Let's talk about Tecmo Bowl. Let's talk about all the great football games that are out there. So I love video games, and I play football. I play at Tecmo Bowl. I used to play with this guy, Jack Tarasevich. This guy and me would get in, and we would – I just called him on the air. Sorry about that, Jack. And we'd play Tecmo Bowl back at
– hours and hours.
Oh, yes. And you know what? And I started out always winning the games, and then he started winning the games, and then we got so into it where we literally would pick teams, and then we would play those teams against each other in like a tournament bracket. So you got Tecmo Bowl. If you want something crazy, there's the Mutant Football League. I play that game too.
I've played that one.
So that
I always like the ones that had the different, like the mutant one, and then I had one that was like goblins and stuff.
Yeah,
and
so you like rip people's heads off.
That was always the
so fun. There's a brand new one. Michael Medlin is like the creator of that game, and so I kickstarted that and was excited to go with that. And now let's talk about the Pro Bowl, though. I watched the Pro Bowl with my son. This was the best thing. Madden 21 Pro Bowl.
We know already.
There's four people that play this. Hang on. It took place Sunday night. It was only Madden NFL 21 because they can't. COVID-19, the players weren't out there.
Mm-hmm.
They had celebrity teams, the AFC and the NFC. And essentially, the Pro Bowl winner itself was Kyler Murray. He was the MVP of the game.
Okay.
He was also in the game, and they only played with the Arizona quarterback the whole time. So his little character, they moved to it, and he played. So he went up against Deshaun Watson in the first quarter, and then they switched over. So he's the
quarterback. Mean anything to me. Quarterback, I don't know anybody you're talking about except for Snoop Dogg. That's the only person I know you're talking
so
about.
So two quarterbacks played head-to-head. Kyler Murray was better than Deshaun Watson. I think it was either tied or
or Kyler Murray was ahead. Then essentially it went to Bubba Wallace, who's a race car driver, against Keyshawn Johnson, who's supposed to be really good. Keyshawn Johnson sucked. He, like, hit two touchdowns. And Bubba Wallace just killed him. Then it went over to three-time Pro Bowler Jamal Adams from the Seahawks. He was in there, and he was playing against – Jamal Adams was playing – who was he playing against? He was playing against Deshaun Watson, Keyshawn Johnson. I can't remember who he played against.
All right, he was playing against somebody.
He was playing against somebody, and he did okay. And then the last people to come on up was Marshawn Lynch, old beast mode from the Seattle Seahawks running back.
I know that guy.
Okay, so he was there. He literally, after Jamal Adams got his second touchdown, he was flipping his chair over. He broke his chair on the broadcast.
Oh, nice.
He broke his chair, and he played against Snoop Dogg, but all Marshawn had to do was run the ball because they were so far ahead. But I'll tell you, Snoop Dogg, during the whole episode, he knew every play that was going on. He was like, hey, guys, it's going to be a slant pass. It's going to be a slant pass. Slant pass was done. He's like, guys, I just told you, hey, defense, you guys need to drop back. And it was awesome. So that was available there. The final score.
We're happy that you get to share that with everybody.
It was, you know what? That's just talking about how we've gone virtually in our deals. That was essentially. Uh-huh. Now, we're going to talk about college football, NCAA.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? No. That's the college.
I know what it is. Okay. I just don't watch it.
The NCAA video game series just announced that they're coming on back. They were around from 1993 to 2013, and then since then, they have not had a college football game because the players, they did likenesses of them, but they didn't do their names, and they were very disgruntled because
they whined about it.
Yes, because they didn't get paid for their likenesses and for everybody to be there. They don't have a players union like the NFL does, and so they got – but. Electronic Arts just announced that it'll be coming back with the NCAA, and I'm selling my NCAA 2014 copy on eBay.
Maybe we should get you and David to play a game against each other.
All right, so here we go. Next thing before we go to Mike's mesmerizing moment. David, are you on the line now?
Just audio, not video. My video's not working right now.
Okay, that's all right. So just audio.
Nobody wants to see him flipping you off.
You count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My kids love you. My kids are like, David's the best guy ever, man. Okay, here we go. Here's a couple prop bets that I want to ask. So a prop bet is essentially the Super Bowl comes up with crazy bets, right? Mm-hmm. First bet, the length of the national anthem. Do you think it is 2 minutes in 0 seconds? Or do you think it's under, or do you think it's going to be over a two-minute song?
I think it's going to be over.
You think over? What do you think, David?
I believe I heard it was Eric Church, I believe, doing that. So it'll probably be over as well.
It'll be over. So 71% of the current bets going online at Bet Online, where you can do your Bitcoin.
I need to write this down?
Yeah, you can write this down. 71% predict it'll be over 2 minutes. Next question, heads or tails? The coin tossed. It's a dead even. Do you think it's going to be heads or do you think it's going to be tails?
You know, I have a 50% chance of guessing, right?
You do. And right now the bets are 50 to 49. So
no way.
Are split.
Oh, wow.
They are right online. So what are you going to pick?
I'm going to go with heads.
Heads. I'm going to go tails. Tails never fails. What are you going with?
Tails.
Tails never fails. All right. Next thing
we just brought it up to 50-50.
There we go. Next team to score first. Who is going to be the team to score first? Is it the Kansas City Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I don't care.
So Mike says he doesn't care. David, who do you think?
Even though I want the Chiefs to win, they're going to come from behind like they always do, so it'll be Tampa Bay scoring first.
Oh, only 46% of the people are picking Tampa Bay, and Kansas City is at a 53%. I'm going to pick Tampa Bay scoring first and scoring often. That's where we got. All right, next question that I have here for you guys. Let's go. Who has the most rushing yards? So this is a running back thing here. So there's tons of running backs. David and I will have to know this one. So just go with either one. I'm saying Ronald Jones from Tampa Bay, coming off his injury, is going to have the most running yards. Who do you think?
Playoff Lenny, Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette. Wow, the old
Jacksonville Jaguars
running back cut at the beginning of the season.
Continue. Okay. I don't care.
Okay, which wide receiver is going to score the first touchdown? I got Chris Godwin.
Oh my God!
That's Tampa Bay. That's a big deal. I could have been Evans because my shirt says Evans. Who do you pick for the wide receiver, David?
Mahomes to Tyreek Hill all the way.
Tyreek Hill. Okay. Are you going to go with either one of ours?
Sure. Why not?
Or you can go with Evans. Evans is over.
I'll just go with whoever does
it. He'll probably go with Gronkowski.
Whoever actually does it, I'll go with that guy.
You're going to go with that guy. Oh, that's, yeah. That'll be great. All right. Last question here.
That's how I picked that.
Last question here. Will the special teams score a touchdown? Yes or no? Special teams.
So that means special teams.
That, yeah, that's the people that are the kickoffs and the punts, and those are called special teams.
Okay.
Aren't you glad I joined in for this one?
Yeah, that's what, yes. Otherwise, it would have been very interesting. Yeah, Mike and okay. I would have been like, whoa, okay. So you got special teams?
No,
no touchdown. No. Okay, so right now 73% say no, and I would say that I don't think the special teams will score.
I'm just going to say yes, just to be a contrarian.
There you go. All right.
Well, just fantastic. I don't care. But
all right, that was. You know, this is going to be really great just
that was very
for today
stimulating.
Because you know what? Tomorrow, after when our show comes back out on Monday, the winning teams will already be announced and everybody will just look at us and say,
know,
you guys are so bad.
You know, we've been predicting some stuff on this show.
Yes.
I don't know that that's going to extend to your football.
This is not my football?
Yeah, maybe not.
I was pretty good. Did you see that they just came on out with SolarWinds now was also a part of China's attack.
Yeah.
Did you see that? We posted that on
Facebook. Yeah, we talked about that on Tuesday.
Yep, we talked about that on Tuesday, and it was posted on Facebook, and we talked about that 2 months ago.
That's
so
right.
So we said, don't listen to everything you hear. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come on back, we got Mike's mesmerizing moment, and we're going to hopefully get to our pick of the day with thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm Nathan Mum. We got Mike Rodet. David, thanks for joining in this segment, and take us out to break.
Hello, my name is Arthur, and my life's work is connecting people with coffee. Story Coffee is a small batch specialty coffee company that uses technology to connect people to each product resource, which allows farmers to unlock their economic freedom. Try our Medium Roast Founder Series coffee, which is an exotic bourbon variety that is smooth, fresh, and elegant at storycoffee.com. That's storicoffee.com. Today you can get your first bag free when you subscribe at storycoffee.com with code TECHTIME. That's storicoffee.com.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? Azure CIO On Demand will give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Skip and Sharon, hosts of the Psychic Spectrum radio show, are a prominent psychic couple. Besides hosting an exciting weekly radio show, they offer fans the Psychic Showcase and a fascinating speakers bureau. And their Talking to the Other Side events are not to be missed. Join their live events and even schedule a private psychic reading. Get started at PsychicSpectrum.com. That's PsychicSpectrum.com.
Your business deserves the same expertise as that of a Fortune 500 company. If you need a CIO-level service, why hire a full-time staff member at $250,000 a year when you can get this on-demand service for fractions of the cost? Azure CIO On Demand will give you the steps you need to take so as to minimize interruption to your business and profitability and provide you and your business with training and education to prevent future attacks. To get an efficiency review for your business today, contact us at www.ee-services.com.
Ace Hardware is a helpful place with prompt, friendly service, knowledge, and the little things that make a big difference.
Service.
Selection.
Advice.
Community involvement.
Competitive prices.
Convenience.
Located near you.
And the things you need, such as
house keys,
lawn and garden,
plumbing,
electrical,
hardware,
grills,
outdoor living supplies,
and even nuts and bolts.
When you visit Ace Hardware, you'll be greeted at the door and given the help you need.
So come visit us at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Way in Everett, Lake Stevens, and now Stanley.
Ace is the place.
place with the helpful hardware folks.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio.
Here we are.
I'm your
host.
That was a long time. We decided to put some commercials together so I could get you the information that I forgot because I had it written down. But it was Derrick Henry and Jamal Adams that played in the Pro Bowl.
You forgot him.
Yeah, how could you forget the top rusher in the league the last couple of years? The guy they call the King, King Henry.
Well, look at that. Look at that. You see there? You get
I didn't even need to say anything.
The peanut gallery, he was all over. Dave was like, listen.
He even gave you a one-finger salute.
I know. He was like, what are you talking about? All right, yes, so it was Derrick Henry. All right, well, now we're going to move.
I'm glad we all know that now. That was very important for you to tell us.
All right, okay. So we did that research. Now let's go into something mesmerizing as we go into Mike's mesmerizing moment.
This is Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, presented by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
All right, so I'm going to circle back to what we were talking about earlier about emotions and AI.
Okay.
The challenge here with this is that the AI is going to be relying on human input. That's the challenge.
Yep.
And it's the human input that creates the errors, right?
Yeah. That's what creates the errors for passwords being compromised and everything else, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we've all heard the stories about the chatbots that have really gone sideways in the past several years. Yep. Microsoft had a chatbot that turned out to be really racist, I think.
Yeah, they said some comments that kept on.
So that's really the challenge of all this is the complexities of human behavior is incredible when you start stacking them on top of each other. It's interesting how simple human behavior is, but how complex it is at the same time. It's kind of a paradox. But the challenge that she's facing and that anybody else is doing any AI generated human behavior tracking systems is that complexity and trying to translate that complexity into machine language.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, make sure this is a great time to remind people. Thank you for your mesmerizing moment.
Yeah.
For people to go to techtimeradio.com, make sure you sign up as our fan list so you can get a bunch of informational. No, we don't spam you at all. Essentially, what we do is we put you into the opportunity to win some Story Coffee, which is phenomenal.
Yes, that is the best coffee ever.
It is really that good. And people need to go and get their free bag if you sign up at storycoffee.com with the code TechTimeRadio.
Oh, no.
You're going to get that. I talked long just enough so that we wouldn't get to that extra music.
We didn't get our whiskey music.
And we didn't. We
ever.
Didn't. I didn't want to break our streak going on here.
Uh-huh, sure.
We also want to make sure that you guys spend an opportunity to go and take a look at our facts section at Tech Time Radio. You can read all these stories again. We are actually updating our website, so we should have a new website in the next couple weeks or so, which will be easier to navigate than all of our items. We have our Chivas Regal.
Chivas.
There you go. I just kill it. Chivas Regal 18-year Scotch, you giving it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
You know, I'm gonna give it a thumbs down.
Oh wow!
Not because I don't. It's good.
Okay,
but it just doesn't have the pop that I was hoping it.
This
would
has never happened. I'm giving it a thumbs up. So I got a thumbs up. You got a thumbs down. That's gonna take a lot of time.
I'm just being contrarian today.
You just love that Super Bowl.
That's right. This is all to get you back for the Super Bowl stuff.
Just think, we got some more time to go to the restaurant afterwards. We'll be talking all about.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about.
Snoop
we're gonna
Dogg
talk about Snoop Dogg a lot more.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm Nathan Mum, Mike Roday, and we got David Brown. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.